Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
Jen Hobby has a goal this week.
I have a goal, and we've titled it Chasing Chelsea, because my goal is to hang out with Chelsea Handler this week. And this is selfish, 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 and I know it. And I just am asking and begging for y'all's help with this. Chelsea Handler is probably my number one favorite celeb.
Love
and
her.
She's got a late night talk show on E! Called Chelsea Lately. I follow her on Twitter. I DVR her show because it comes on too late for us to watch it, you know, with our morning show schedule. So I'll watch it in the afternoons when I'm eating lunch. I just think she's hilarious. She does a stand-up comedy tour, and she's, you know, all about promoting stand-up comedians from all around the country. She's just fantastic. She's an author. I've read her books. She's got a new book out, and she's got a comedy tour right now, and she's coming to Atlanta to the Fox. She's got two shows on Sunday, and I already have tickets to the show. I'm going with one of my friends, and so I know I'll be able to see the show, but I really want to be able to, like, hang out with her, because in my mind, somehow, we are going to be BFFs. And we are going to be best friends forever.
So this is not, is this a goal just to meet her, get an autograph and say, hey, or is this
is
you,
like,
and she hanging out at Smith's this weekend having a beer?
That would be really cool.
Not beer.
That would be like the ultimate.
Vodka, right?
Yeah, exactly. We would have to have vodka straight on the rocks. I want to introduce her to Sweet Tea Vodka, which I tried to do. Because remember when we were in LA last year in May, Jeff and I actually got to go to the show and be audience members on the set of her show and got to meet her for like a couple of seconds. Like, she said hi, we got the autograph, you know, copy of the book, that kind of cool stuff. But like, I want to be able to like hang with her, and whether she like totally rips on me and makes fun of me for the entire 10 minutes, I don't even care.
So why can't you use the same connection that you used to get you into that show to help you here in Atlanta?
It's through a work connection, and that person no longer works here.
Okay.
And probably wouldn't want to help the Bert Show.
Oh, really?
Oh, why?
What'd we do?
Because that person works now for a competitor.
Oh, okay. Oh. But even people that work for a competitor still like us better.
They still listen to us.
Yes, we know
our
that.
Connection's probably listening right now. Hey, if you still want to hook me up, that'd be awesome.
You know we're not lying. Okay, so
you know you're not listening to your own show. You're so unresponsible.
He or she technically couldn't help us out.
Probably couldn't help us out again this year.
All right.
So I have been asking the Bert Show listeners for your help. So if you know anybody that works for Chelsea, or you used to go to high school with her, or a friend of yours knows her aunt, you know, I mean, like whoever has the connections, I'm just asking personally for your help to get to meet her. Because Bert did this with Bono and you two, and you and your wife Stacey got to hang with Bono few years back. Jeff did this and made the plea to the Bert Show listeners to meet Bon Jovi, and he did and got to hang with him. He ended up sort of botching the meeting and really creeping out Bon Jovi, but he actually got to do it.
You guys
so
came through, right?
So I am begging and pleading. Olivia Newton-John from Melissa, she got surprised with that interview on the air and got to go backstage and like meet her and hang out with her like childhood idol. So like, this is my like current like favorite person in Hollywood. I swear, if I were a lesbian, I would want to marry her.
Okay, so now you guys are probably thinking, well, you're a radio station and you're a fairly popular morning show, so you guys can work on these things yourselves. I mean, obviously, you know, you have venue connections or something like that. The truth of the matter is, you guys listening to the Bert Show are way more connected in a lot of areas than we are.
Definitely.
Ours are professional, but you want something a little deeper than this.
Yeah, I want to be able to know, like, can we have a martini, like, hanging out at her hotel bar? Like, that would be the coolest.
Like, I know when I was doing this and I was begging for you guys to hook me up with Bono, like, one of you emailed me and said that you knew his personal assistant, so you gave me details of where he was going to be at what time so I could spontaneously run into him. Another one of you guys emailed me and you told me what hotel he was staying in and you told me what floor he was going to be on. So that's creepy. So I actually, Stacy and I got a hotel room that night on that floor because we knew what he was, where he was staying.
You might just be going to the ice bucket at the same time.
Who knows, right? So those are the kind of leads we're looking for here.
Exactly.
And, didn't you put little flakes of your blood on his USA Today outside of his hotel room door just so he would touch your DNA?
We need to be together.
Right. Perfect.
See, I don't want to be creepy like that. I definitely don't want to be creepy. I just want to be able to have a chance to have a drink with her or hang out with her or have lunch or whatever.
So are you looking for somebody to set you up with a chance meeting? Like, look, we know she's going to be at the St. Regis after 10 o'clock on Saturday night. Or do you want somebody that can put the connection together for you and say, hey, this is Jen Hobby. She's on the radio here and she's a real big fan of yours.
I mean, I'm looking for anything.
Okay.
Like any connection that you might have, whether it's a chance meeting or whether it's actually setting it up. I just want to be able to figure out like how to hang with her. Either way, it doesn't matter.
You talked about this a couple of days ago, so you got a couple of like us.
Yeah, we mentioned it
quasi leads
yesterday.
Right?
We talked about my Chasing Chelsea quest, and I did get a couple of emails. One from a Burt Show listener named Phil, who thinks that his friend could be maybe her manager.
Oh, cool. Okay, that'll help.
But he's not sure. This is a friend that maybe he hasn't been in touch with for a while. And then another Burt Show listener who called us yesterday, and he said that he's connected to one of the comedians who's consistently on her show and maybe on tour with her.
Okay.
And so those are a couple of the connections, mm-hmm. but nothing is firm yet. They've just reached out to me to say, I'm working on my leads.
Okay.
Hey, the Burt Show.